This is Ozarks at Large. If you saw smoke billowing from South Fayetteville last week, it wasn't cause for alarm. It was the first step in a habitat restoration project from the University of Arkansas's Office of Sustainability. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth has details.
Early last Thursday afternoon, crews from Ozark Ecological Restoration Incorporated lit fire lines for a prescribed burn on a property in South Fayetteville, just off of Razorback Road. The burn is the first step in a project led by the University of Arkansas to restore 10 acres of oak savanna habitat.
The University of Arkansas owns some acreage down here on the south side of Fayetteville, and we identified this little 10-acre section of oak savanna as a real gem. And so we're trying to treat it with some respect and do some basic restoration and create an asset for both the birds and the bees, but also the community.
That's Eric Bowles, the director of the university's Office of Sustainability. He says the restoration, which is a collaboration between the university, the city of Fayetteville, the Northwest Arkansas Trailblazers, and the Nature Conservancy, will not only conserve the woodland prairie, but eventually become a recreation destination.
This piece of property is kind of close to the Razorback Greenway, and it's close to Razorback Road. It's very visible. It's got a great view of Old Main. I think the aesthetics of it do matter in this scenario, and I think we can provide an asset that has some, hopefully some recreational value as well for birders or maybe even mountain bikers.
And this hillside in South Fayetteville is one of the few remaining oak savannas in the western Ozarks. These open forests once spanned from Oklahoma all the way to the eastern seaboard, but now are mostly confined to the Ouachita and Ozark Mountains. Jennifer Ogle, collections manager at the University of Arkansas Herbarium, says conserving this area is important for maintaining native plant species and wildlife.
And what we're looking at right now is what we're told is about a 200-year-old post oak and blackjack oak savanna that's a remnant of what was once much more extensive around in this area. Where we're standing is the interface of the Boston Mountains ecoregion and the Springfield Plateau ecoregion. And so we get a mixture of prairie and woods in this region right here.
In February, Ogle did a survey of the 10-acre woodland and found more than 90 different plant species.
A few natives, a few that are important natives in savannas and prairies, like long-bracted wild indigo, poverty grass, which is common in these type of dry woodlands, and some other native species. But the majority of them were things that we would rather not see here. And so over time, Eric and his crew are going to oversee the restoration of this. And hopefully what we'll see is a lot more important native species come back as they put fire back on the land and other management practices.
And because savannas like this one need fire to maintain growth, prescribed burns like this one aren't unusual, especially for Arkansas. McCree Anderson is an ecologist with the Nature Conservancy in Arkansas, and he says the state is actually one of the leaders for controlled burning in the South.
And for us, you know, controlled burning is a way to improve our wildlife and improve our forest management techniques and restore our forest. And so fire here in Arkansas is a natural process of our ecosystems.
He says using fire for land management has a long history in the region and can be integral to a healthy environment.
We are blessed with ecosystems that have been managed or controlled or, let me say, adapted to fire or coexisted with fire, evolved with fire for a long time, thousands of years. We know this from science and historical record of tree ring analysis and the fire impacts across the Ozarks since the, 1600s, fire history studies. And so, what we see out west and down in the Amazon and in Australia are places that have had, the natural role of fire taking out of those ecosystems. And as a result of that, fuel loads and forests grow dense and the understory gets thick. And then when fires are created or developed from either natural ignitions or, humans, then those fires become massive.
Bowles says his team will carry out several more prescribed burns on the area while they try to eradicate invasive species. He also hopes to use that as an educational tool for students.
And I think moving forward, you know, I think we're hoping to use the fire as kind of an educational opportunity as well. I know there's some classes within the landscape architecture department and some other entities on the U of A campus that are interested in this kind of management. And so we are trying to treat it as an educational opportunity as well. The restoration as a whole, since there's so many different facets to this project.
And Ogle says the Oak Savannah has the possibility to restore more than just a scenic overlook to the region.
But for wildlife, including bobwhite quail, northern bobwhites, which are on the decline in recent years, they're trying to restore habitat for that, and also for pollinators and other wildlife that might use this. And being on the edge of Fayetteville like this is, this has the potential to provide a corridor from the urban area into the wildland. So this is the urban wildland interface. And if they can preserve and restore this, then that provides an opportunity for a corridor for wildlife to move right on through.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.